This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Okay, so here is Marco Rubio trying to explain to the media, we are not at war with Venezuela. But also warning our enemies to get the heck out of the hemisphere.
We are not going to be able to allow in our hemisphere a country that becomes a crossroads for the activities of all of our adversaries around the world. We just can't allow it. We can't have a country where the people in charge of its military and in charge of its police department are openly cooperating with drug trafficking organizations. We're not going to allow that. These things are direct threats to the United States. And we intend to use every element of leverage that we have to ensure that that changes. The one I would point everyone to is that our military is helping the Coast Guard conduct a law enforcement function, which is not just the capture of Maduro, but the enforcement of our sanctions. We go to court. We get a warrant, we seize the boats. And we think this is tremendous leverage, incredible, crippling leverage, which we intend to continue to use until we see the changes that we need to see that are benefit to the American people. And by the way, we believe to the people of Venezuela as well.
But that was funny.
Yeah, because he's annihilating her. He's talking about court orders and warrants.
Right.
And upholding sanctions, which we have the absolute right to do, and arrest warrants, which people would like to pretend he did not have. I mean, the media barely mentioned them in their coverage. That's why I'm getting these texts like, hey, this is, you know, really great that Trump removed him and all, but this is unconstitutional. No, it's not. Not by a long shot. It's not unconstitutional. And again, as Jonathan Turley pointed out, when you have Obama droning 16-year-old citizens of the United States of America whose fathers are terrorists, but who themselves don't even have any history of terror, the idea that Trump can't go in there and execute an arrest warrant issued legitimately by a U.S. court for Maduro is absurd. And the idea that you can't go do that because he's the head of state. No, he's not. He stole the election. And even if he was a head of state, wouldn't matter. What, do you get yourself elected head of state and a duly issued U.S. arrest warrant doesn't apply to you? That, I mean, this is it's ridiculous what they're doing, Lee.
They sure would have applied it to Donald Trump if they'd been able to keep their indictments going and he was elected.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, theorized about that.
Look, you've got guys like Wes Tabor, a former DEA agent who wrote a series of books about Venezuela. And you hear what was going on in Venezuela. It's incredible.
When they took over Venezuela, and I say they, the party of Hugo Chavez, which Maduro ended up going even further with that, right? They wanted to do a couple things. They wanted to secure the country under the name of socialism, bring everyone in under the warm arms of collectivism, right? And then once they got in there, they started giving everyone the Heisman and started taking away their rights. And then what happened was, we had a full-on dictatorship that blew outward, right? And it was affecting the whole Western Hemisphere. But what they were doing was they were drawing in terrorists from around the world. And you could see that in the indictment when they talk about giving passports and identities to some of these terrorists from Hezbollah, Hamas. And this was increasing as we went along. And we're not just talking about narco-terrorists. We're talking about terrorists from the Middle East. And you have to remember that this government was made up of a potpourri of bad actors, you know, and Maduro is just one of them. And we have 15 or 16 of the top level cabinet members and generals indicted. And that was my job when I went there. Identify a lot of these people, target them, get them arrested, and get people that we could build a case on. And that's what we did. And it wasn't just me, of course. There were just many, many other people putting this together for many years until it culminated with this action by President Trump. Hats off to him.
Well, when it comes to just how connected Maduro is to narco-terrorism, he has been accused of purposely...
So you can see all the connections there. Iran, China, terror. I mean, it all runs out of Venezuela.
Yeah.
Texter H. Lee on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tara, does it seem odd that J.D. Vance has been oddly absent from the Maduro coverage? No. Actually, Trump spokesperson explained this to the Daily Wire, which is a conservative publication, that he was not there with them watching the raid because increasingly the Trump team is afraid security-wise to do that. And they say they're using what they're called designated survivor scenarios more often. In other words, making sure, and I'm so glad this is what I wanted them to do earlier this year, that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are not together.
Yeah, that's a serious concern, much more serious than the American media covers. And when you think about the activities that this administration has taken militarily and diplomatically and economically, there are bad actors like Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, Venezuela, Hamas. There are many actors out there who would love to be able to take out an American official.
Vance was kept away because the administration was becoming uneasy about having both men in the exact location, given the security concerns, according to Mary Margaret Olahan, who's a spokesperson for Trump. And it is what they call a designated survivor scenario. And she says you are going to see them together less and less than you have in the past. It's simply too dangerous. I mean, we are on, Iranian assassination plot number three for Donald Trump. We've got two of them already in custody. He's got a death fatwa on him from the head of Iran.
Who may not be the head of Iran much longer.
For much longer. It sounds like he's maybe making plans for a flight to Russia.
He can join Bashar Assad in Russia and Moscow, I guess.
Yeah.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we've got all of that going on. And then this just tells you, I mean, we still have such a fundamentally compromised federal government with Democrats being the way that they are. I mean, just over break, okay, Judicial Watch, they send me these notices because I send them money. Judicial Watch is suing the Trump administration. They're a conservative legal foundation, suing the Trump administration's Secret Service for all emails regarding a Trump appearance at a restaurant that Code Pink ended up infiltrating. They ended up getting within an arm's length of Trump and screaming in his face. And they, what the tip that they got is there are Secret Service who are tipping off these left-wing groups about here's where Trump will be, here's how you can find him. And, you know, because one of the real security strategies they use is they will tend to do less security if he's going somewhere random. In other words, we just decided to stop there. There's no pre-planning for it. So how would anyone know he was there? Well, the answer to that is because Secret Service agents are tipping off liberal groups. And so they have had to sue the Trump administration to get the emails and phone communications of Secret Service agents preceding the event.
And let's say another bad actor was monitoring the activities of Code Pink and they happened to come upon that information.
Exactly. Plus, I mean, Code Pink, that's a communist group. You can't trust who they're going to tell their Palestinian friends who they regularly protest with. Yep. And that's going to go right back to Iran. So this is a situation that is really fraught with danger, especially, Lee, when you have the top two officials that were in charge of Butler were not only never punished in any way for Trump almost dying in assassination, they were promoted. One of them still does the recon. He's in charge of it. He doesn't do it personally for Trump's events. It's incredible. This guy still has a job, much less that he got promoted. So basically what Judicial Watch is doing here is saying, look, we're getting tips that the president and the vice president are not safe, that you cannot trust the Secret Service around them, at a minimum, not to tip off their liberal friends. I don't know if they're trying to get them killed so much as they're trying to facilitate protest opportunities, embarrass the president. But even Judicial Watch is saying, look, bud, we're having to sue you for this information to try to keep you safe. Your Secret Service is not safe. And we still have so many unexplained situations with Butler that there's no explanation for it. That you're like, what again? The slope of the roof? You couldn't put anyone up there? I mean, it's very scary. So I'm glad that they're finally getting the message. Look, you can't have Vance and Trump together. I really wish that Trump would just honestly hunker down, pick one, I don't care, Mar-a-Lago, the White House, Lee, and don't leave.
Well, it wasn't just the holidays. I think it's interesting that a lot of the things that have gone on recently have happened at Mar-a-Lago, and that's because I think maybe he feels like it's a more secure situation.
I hope so.
And that's sad to think that an American president has to go to his private residence for security.
I think he does.
Because the White House should be the most secure location almost anywhere in the world. Should be.
Yeah. Should be. Here's the thing I wonder. Just something to watch. I'm not going to predict this or anything, Lee, but this is the Southern District of New York that Maduro is going to be tried in. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have had in recent months, when we have a documented case of a woman trying to kill Trump who had made arrangements for travel to kill Trump. And not only could we not get a conviction in the D.C. court, which is notoriously liberal, we couldn't even get a grand jury indictment. You know how easy it is to indict somebody? I mean, 90% of cases result in an indictment. You may not get a conviction, but we couldn't even get an indictment.
Yeah, the famous quote is, you can indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah, it's that easy. I mean, I used to cover federal court. So, I mean, you're talking Southern District of New York, okay? Yeah, Maduro, we're going to try him. I don't know if you are. And I'll tell you why. It is notoriously liberal. Over 70% of the jury pool there will have voted for Kamala Harris. But here's our huge problem here in getting an indictment of Maduro and then a conviction, which I think we're going to struggle to get. I don't think it matters what the details are. I really don't. Why might we struggle with this? Well, Southern District of New York, Lee, Trump has not managed to appoint a single judge, either in this term or his last one, or a single federal prosecutor. Why? Chuck Grassley, Chuck Grassley and John Thune. Republican leadership continue to allow Democrats to blue slip. And it's just a courtesy. It's not constitutional. It's not even a law. It's just a practice. So Chuck Schumer has objected, Lee, to every prosecutor Trump wants to appoint and every Democrat judge. What does that mean? Trump has never appointed a Republican judge. What does that mean? We're going to have a hard time. We're going to struggle. to get convictions, even when it's legitimate in the Southern District of New York. It doesn't matter anymore. You look at the jury mix, the jury makeup, they are completely brainwashed by the mainstream media. By the time they get there, they're going to see Maduro as a hero and a victim of Trump, and they're going to want to send Trump a message. So let's hope we can get one, an indictment, and two, I think a conviction is going to be very hard. And I don't think it matters what the details of the case are. I think it's irrelevant. The problem is, normally we would rely on a do-over and appeal, things that we need to have. We're not going to have, because Republican leadership won't let Trump make appointments unless they're Democrats. That's where we are. And it was so bad, we couldn't even get recess appointments. Remember, because Thune made sure the Senate was gaveled back into session every 3 days, so Trump couldn't even do recess appointments. This is the Republican leadership. So I don't know. Well, the question will be answered. Is it even possible to try Maduro in New York? I have my doubts. I genuinely do. Just, it's post-American blue territory, not recognizable system of justice. And again, that's Republican leadership's fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,